Boston. Yeah, you may be seated. Sorry, there we go. Okay, what a day. Anyways, Pentecost. Our text for our meditation is written in the book of Acts. I'm going to look at the first two verses of chapter 2. The day of Pentecost came, and they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a violent blast of wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. This is our text. One of the last promises that Jesus gave to his disciples was this: the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will receive power. I don't think they probably fully realized what Jesus was telling them they were going to receive when that Holy Spirit came upon them in that new and richer way. When that day came, it changed them. They were different people, different disciples. They were now disciples who had the power to do the things they never thought they would be able to do. And they had a big job ahead of them. And to accomplish that mission that Jesus was sending them on, they were going to need that power from on high. Jesus gives them instructions to go out into the whole world, start in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the farthest parts of the world, and bring them the good news that there is forgiveness for all of their sins. Picture that first Pentecost in your mind. The disciples gathered together somewhere in a room in Jerusalem. I can imagine what their discussions were still all about. Probably still trying to fully digest the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. All of his appearances to them for the past 40 days. And then his ascension into heaven. And probably the most important thing they were talking about was that mission he was sending them on. Sending them out to the whole world to make disciples of all nations. And then the promise, that promise of power, the promise of a coming Holy Spirit who would enable them to do what he just commissioned them to do. Finally, that day of Pentecost came. It began with that sound, a violent rushing wind. And then there was that tongue of flame. It is separated, and a piece of it came to rest on the heads of each and every one of the disciples. And then they found they had the ability to speak in languages that they had never studied before. And they were enabled to tell everyone living in Jerusalem that day, people who had come from all over the world, they had the power to tell them in their own languages about the mighty deeds that God had done. The Spirit of God poured out on his people in that new and richer way. They had received that power from on high. And now they understood. Now they understood the work that Jesus had come to do for all people on the cross. And now they understood their role in that plan. Now they understood their mission. Now they understood the purpose of the kingdom of God. And now they were ready and enabled and empowered to do the work God had called them to do. Let's see how different these disciples were after Pentecost. Let's pick on Peter first. He's a good one to pick on. Remember Peter before Pentecost? He was always the one to speak first and to be the first to jump into action, and always the first one to stumble and fall. He claims he can walk on water just like Jesus. And he hops out of the boat, takes a couple steps, and then begins to sink and to drown. He swears allegiance to Jesus and declares that even if all of these other disciples run away and desert you, I will suffer death rather than run away from you. So he gets challenged by a little servant girl. And he begins to swear and curse that he doesn't even know who Jesus is. Well, that was Peter before Pentecost. Now, Peter after Pentecost, an entirely different person. Now, Peter possesses amazing courage and boldness. And again, the first one, but he stands up this time and he speaks and preaches one of the most powerful sermons ever heard. Luke gives us the results of his message. After his sermon was over, Luke adds that 3,000 souls were converted to the new faith. Remember, that was a tough audience that he had before him that day. Many of those who were sitting there listening now to Peter were probably some of the same ones who were in another crowd who were shouting, "Crucify Jesus." What a change the Holy Spirit makes in the hearts and minds and lives of God's children. The rest of the disciples, no different now than Peter. Think about them before Pentecost. Confused, filled with doubt, insecure about who they were and what they were supposed to do, weren't very loving toward their neighbors, prejudiced about their stance in the kingdom, filled with fear, and hiding behind locked doors. But after Pentecost, just like Peter, they're entirely different. They too had that same power and boldness and desire to get the good news out to as many people as possible. It was the Holy Spirit that enabled them to stand up and to speak out for their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, no matter who might be in the audience they were talking to. In fact, if you look at history, it decrees that most of those disciples suffered martyrdom for their faith. But they couldn't keep silent. They had to tell. Everyone needed to know the good news of the forgiveness of sins and the sure and certain hope of resurrection. That's the power of Pentecost in their lives. Now, the gift of the Holy Spirit was not just for that select few number of disciples. The gift of the Holy Spirit is for the entire Christian church. But not the Christian church as a one big unit, but the gift is for each and every member of that Christian church. And the church in this world, like those first disciples, has an amazingly big job to do. And we too need the power of Pentecost to get that work accomplished. That small group of disciples had a big job to do. Spread the gospel to the whole world. I don't know if on that day they realized what they were going to face, but from that day on it didn't matter what they were going to face. Could be rejection, failure, persecution, even martyrdom. But they would go through it all just to get the word out to more and more people. Even the powers of hell itself would not stop them. Nothing would stop them. They would go, and they would tell, and people would listen, and many would be saved. Even the threats of death and persecution could not deter them from sharing the gospel. Through it all, in good times and bad times and easy times and hard times, they were strong and bold and confident because they were filled with that power from on high. Well, that brings us to today, to us here, and to Hope Lutheran Church in Levittown, Pennsylvania. The good news is that same Spirit, with the same power that was given to those first disciples, is still available for us today. The Holy Spirit continues to come to us and bring us his same gifts and same power. He still comes to us desiring to accomplish the same thing that he has always wanted to do through the church in this world. We are here to convert souls to faith in Christ. Now, he still has the same basic materials to work with. He has us. People who are no better than those first disciples. Those first disciples were no different than us, no better than us. God's mission and God's plan is still the same for the church today as it was on that first Pentecost. His way of accomplishing that mission is still the same. He uses people like us to go and tell the good news. And he equips us in the same way that he equipped those first disciples, by abundantly pouring out upon us and in us the gift of his Holy Spirit. And his desire has not changed. He still wants to convert thousands through our telling. Well, maybe he's not going to do it all at one time again, but he does still want to convert thousands of people through us. And why wouldn't God want to do that through us? He has brought us together to do that work. He has knit us together into this body so that we can successfully accomplish that work of saving souls. He has richly blessed us over the years. He has poured his Holy Spirit into our hearts and our lives. He has united us into this family of believers so that together we can do the work he has called us to do. And he reminds us, I have already prepared the work for you to do. There are people right outside our door whose hearts are hungry for the gifts of grace that we enjoy every day. And he assures us that as his people, filled with the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Spirit, who go out into the world and share that good news, we will have success. Maybe not 3,000 at one time, but we are going to have success because he gives us this promise. His word will not return without having accomplished that for which it was sent. It is Pentecost Sunday. Do you feel the power? Do you feel as if you are empowered? Are you inspired to go? Are you enabled to go and make disciples? If not, then maybe we need to be connected more closely to the power source. Well, how do we do that? What do we need to do to make sure that the power of the Holy Spirit is continually and regularly flowing into us, empowering us, equipping us, getting us ready to go and make disciples? It's really very simple. If you remember the gospel lesson from a few weeks ago, John chapter 15. There in those opening verses, Jesus tells us this: I am the vine, you are the branches. The person who remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So we need to be, and we need to make sure that we stay connected to the vine. And how do we do that? We make sure that we're in worship every Sunday. We get to communion every time it's offered. We study the Word. That means we spend time in it. We dig around in it to see what that word is revealing to us and teaching us. We do that here in Sunday school and Bible class, and we do that every day at home in devotions. And we make sure that we are prayers, people who pray without ceasing. See, those are the means that the means of grace that God uses to channel that Holy Spirit to us. Those are the means that God uses to bring his power into us, those tender leaves. Those means of grace are vitally important. They are vitally important to you and to this congregation. Every time you use those means of grace, you are empowered by the Holy Spirit with the power from on high. And when you are empowered, then Hope Lutheran Church is also empowered. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Rededicate yourself individually and as a congregation to make sure that you are using and benefiting from the power of God that he wants to pour into your heart and life and mind through the means of grace. God wants you and each one of us to have that power from on high. He wants each and every one of us to be the light of the world. It's a very dark world we live in. He wants to do great things with you, and even greater things through you. There are thousands of people out there hungering to hear some good news. The reality is, they're dying out there because they don't know any good news. Look at the terrible spiritual condition that our world is in today. It's getting worse every day. It's getting darker with sin out there every day. We can't let that go on. We can't wait any longer. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us with the fire of your love. Empower us with your gifts. Enable us to bear your fruit. Help us to shine the light of life to the world around us. Help us individually and as a congregation to boldly speak the message of salvation to a world lost and dying in darkness. Amen.